Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Friday morning, time for our weekly visit with Chuck Todd, the NBC News political director and moderator of Meet the Press, which you will watch on Sunday morning at 8 on Channel 5. Listen to here on KMOX Sunday evening at 8. And Chuck, the word is that the Mueller report could be dropping soon. Do you think it is going to come out soon? And what's going to be in there?
Well, for what it's worth, I'm a bit more skeptical that this thing is coming as quick as everybody else seems to think it's coming. There's no doubt he is in some stage of wrapping up this phase. But every time we think we anticipate stuff, I feel like everybody is sometimes over-anticipates. That said, if he indeed is about to write a report, about to submit it, when you think about all of the, I guess call them the sort of unconnected threads that we know are out there, all the unanswered questions that Mueller helped, even some of them he sort of helped contribute to by in various court filings. There's a lot he's got to sort of wrap up and explain if indeed we are as close as all the reporting is indicating. But look, him submitting the report may only be phase one of the story. When does the public get to see the report could be the first debate in what could be a very long, drawn-out process.
And it's interesting to watch people pontificate on what they're expecting here. Some are saying, you know, to the opponents of the president, don't get your hopes up. There are others who are saying this could be a roadmap to impeachment. And so, I mean, one thing you can say about the Mueller probe, there haven't been many leaks, so really the prediction business is not an easy one right now.
I think that's a fool's errand, exactly. I think here's what you do know. It's Mueller and his history on these reports, whether for the private sector like the NFL or the public sector. There will be a thoroughness to it. I think what we don't know is how much of it we get to see it, how quickly. And I think that's going to be the complicating factor to this. There's going to be a lot of information that is protected by laws involving grand jury secrecy. And that is what is going to tie things up for quite a bit of time. This is why a lot of people anticipate Mueller does trigger the impeachment process. That doesn't mean the president's going anywhere. It's just that it will take that kind of congressional investigation authority in order to start trying to get as much of this Mueller report into the public sphere.
Visiting with NBC News political director Chuck Todd. Chuck, the president preparing for another meeting with a North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. What are you expecting from that?
I don't expect a lot because it is pretty clear that that the North Koreans haven't delivered much other than not doing a provocative missile test. And I think there's a little bit of fear that the president might overpromise while the North Koreans underdeliver. And even the idea, look, nothing would shock me as of an announcement, but it would shock me if the announcement has teeth. You know, there's some concern / speculation that, you know, the idea of the United States removing its troops from South Korea in exchange for denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula will be somehow the broad, announcement. But just because that gets announced as sort of the penultimate goal doesn't mean it actually is going to happen, right? It is sort of but it may sound like it's something more than it actually is. So there is some concern even inside the Trump administration that the president himself may overhype what gets done at this summit.
NBC News political director Chuck Todd. I'm Brian Kelly. Up next, traffic and news on Total Information AM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.